Welcome to the weekly podcast, Stand Strong. I'm Paul White.
And I'm Noah Dieselkamp. Together, we look to God's Word to find energy and encouragement to fuel our faith.
When our trust in Jesus is firm, we'll be amazed what God can do and accomplish in our lives. So let's turn to the wisdom in God's Word, a true and trusted source that is going to help us stand strong. Let's dig in.
Well, good morning, Paul. It's good to be with you here, getting ready to look at God's Word together and work on standing strong in Christ. I'm looking forward to today.
Well, I am too. Welcome today, and to all who are listening. We're moving in. We're still in the season on disciples in the 21st century. We're going to move into a three-parter, Noah, that we discussed about. We want to talk about disciples and the family. We want to speak to families. We have a lot of families here at Cedar Park, some good families. But since we're talking about disciples and discipleship in this 21st century, let's talk about the family as it connects to that principle. So the one today, what we're going to talk about today is disciples and dads.
Yeah.
And then, Lord willing, the next one. Next week, we're going to talk about disciples and parenting. Mm-hmm. So we're going to deal with moms and dads there, and then conclude this three-parter with disciples and the kids. I mean, that family dynamic is mom, dad, and kids.
Yeah,
I think there's a reason why we want to start with dads, because that's leadership. That's somebody out front setting the pace, leading the way. But when we move into parenting, I mean, it's not just about dads.
Yeah.
We've got moms. And yeah. So we want mom and dad on the same page, and mom and dad following Christ and influencing that family unit. And then the kids are a big part of that. So Lord willing, the third parter in this, we want to deal with the kids, and we got some great kids here. So just discipleship in that theme.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a good discussion to really work through the family unit and what discipleship looks like in that kind of a context. Before we get to the discussion for today, which is about dads specifically, I do want to mention to those listening, we have published a listener survey. It's only 5 questions long. It'll probably take you about 30 to 60 seconds to complete. If you would take time to do that at some point today. If you're not currently driving and you're listening, feel free to pause. The link to that listener survey is in the show notes for this episode. It's also on our Facebook page. And if you can fill that out for us, it will help us as we continue to move forward in these seasons of the Stand Strong podcast to make sure that this content is not only scripturally sound, which is always what we want to do, but is also being useful for the people that are listening to this podcast. So if you can take 60 seconds to fill out that 5-question survey, listener survey for us, we would greatly appreciate that. And that will help us as we continue to do this work. But today we're going to be talking about dads. Dads have a lot of responsibility. You already mentioned just a moment ago, the reason we're starting here is because he's the leader of the family. That's what we see in Scripture, is dads as leading the family. And of course, that can be a little bit of a loaded term sometimes, but we can't shy away from the role that God has given dads.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the concept of discipleship, being a disciple, we say we're disciples of Christ. Well, that idea of being a disciple of Christ is twofold. Learning from Christ, taking our lead from Christ, because we're now going to follow after Christ. And you mentioned dads. Dads are the leaders in the home. Well, dads need to lead and expect people to follow.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I'm a disciple of Christ. We say we're disciples of Christ. So I'm following Christ. Well, why am I following Christ? Well, it's a no-brainer. I trust him.
Mm-hmm.
I respect him. Look at what he's done to sacrifice for my good. I mean, all of those things that I think we understand at the core of following Christ and learning from Christ and submitting to Christ. Well, you take that concept into dads, you and I leading our families. Well, we should expect others to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to follow as a result of looking in our lives and saying, I trust that you're seeking the good of the family. I respect what you are trying to do and seek it. We don't do it perfectly.
Right.
But there's this willingness for others to follow because they trust that we are seeking the good of the family and we've submitted ourselves to Christ, we're just trying to lead the way Christ would have us to lead. So that's where I would make the connection between disciples and dads.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we'll get into this in the parenting part as well, but there's this, the fundamental idea is, as dads, we're following Christ, and we want our family to follow in those same footsteps, not because they're our footsteps, but because we're doing our best to walk in the footsteps of Christ. And so, absolutely, that's very, very true. And I think a lot of dads feel that pressure, feel the responsibility of that's been put on our shoulders. And that can be intimidating. It can be, but it can be a positive challenge. But there's no doubt that there's a lot of challenges we face in being a disciple and being a dad. There's an overlap there, right? I mean, anyone that follows Jesus is a disciple, but only men with families are disciples and dads. And there's unique challenges that come with that overlap of responsibility.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Think about the awesome task of being placed in this role, where you begin to immediately realize and appreciate that there are people depending on me. I'm going to answer to God for someone besides just how I'm leading myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, it's a daunting task. It can be overwhelming. And it's almost, you look at this big picture and you think, okay, where do we start?
Yeah.
Where do we start? Well, I would offer this as a starting place. Again, it's about following Christ. It's about being led by the Spirit. I mean, there's so many passages in Galatians 5 that talk about walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. That's me being influenced by something or someone other than myself and the culture in this world.
Yeah.
And again, we're all on the same page with regards to that. But again, what does that look like for me? I mean, ultimately, I will lead others based upon the values I embrace.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm embracing those values. I'm surrendering myself to the leading of the Spirit as the Spirit guides and instructs in the Word, which means in order for me to put myself in the best possible place and position to fulfill the role that I want to fulfill and the charge that's been given to me, I've got to make sure that I'm leading me.
Yeah.
And that the Spirit's influencing me and the decisions I make, not the culture of this world.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of a strange concept, the idea of leading me. But that's really just another way of putting concepts like self-control, self-discipline, submission to God, right? Submitting our will to His will, disciplining our bodies and our minds to do His will. But that's where it starts. We can't expect to effectively be a disciple who's a dad if we're not investing in first effectively being a disciple.
Yes.
And so the fact is, though, and anyone that's a dad can understand this, when you become a husband and then when you become a dad, the responsibilities of various types stack up. And your responsibility to be a disciple has not gone away.
Right.
And so there's this, we might call it juggling or a balancing act, but really it's not even that. It's just, we had on, if you wanted to use the image, we had on the backpack of discipleship, and then we added to that backpack, okay, now we're a husband. And then we added that backpack, okay, now we have a kid or two kids or five kids, you know, however many it is. And we have these responsibilities, and I think sometimes we see them as conflicting responsibilities. Hmm. How we can see that in how we talk about it on a daily basis, right? How am I supposed to find time to pray, or how am I supposed to find time to do a daily Bible reading when, you know, I get up and I go to work and I come home from work and I try to spend time with the kids and I spend time with my wife and then I'm exhausted and I go back to bed. And what I just described is my day. Like I face that every day. I struggle with that every day. And so sometimes we can think of these things as conflicting, as opposed to these are complementary. Our discipleship involves our husbandhood and our fatherhood. I'm not saying that makes it easier, But it helps to change our mindset from how am I supposed to be an effective disciple and an effective father or dad? Well, we'll be a more effective father and dad when we're a more effective disciple.
Yes, yes. Say that again.
We'll be a more effective father and husband when we are a more effective disciple.
Yeah, that was something. And again, the two of us in the room, you're at a point that I was 30 plus years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking about all these things now that I have to manage and account for that I didn't have to manage and account for.
Right.
And any dad out there that's listening who's trying to get it right, who's serious about now I've got other people to manage and other opportunities and responsibilities, it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
And one of the things I don't want dads hearing is, okay, you've got more boxes. You've got more buckets. Here it is, like a spreadsheet. We're reducing the family and the people in our family and all this to a the guys that are wired that way, don't look at it as a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Here's a place to start. And this was offered to me years ago, the wisdom that was given to me years ago. So I'm just passing along the wisdom of someone else, which I think is very biblically based. Start with yourself. And one of the passages that was given to me was the Ezra 7:10. And we think about, well, we're not in Ezra, and that's the Old Testament, but there's a principle there in Ezra 7:10 and what it says about Ezra. The text says, Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, to practice it, to teach his statutes. Okay, here's the box way of looking at that verse. Study, practice, teach.
Mm.
That's important. That's not the starting point.
Yeah.
The starting point in that passage is Ezra had set his heart. That's yeah. telling us something about Ezra. So the wisdom that was offered to me is back to the leading self and managing self. Okay, I'm just trying to daily draw nearer to the heart of God and grow me in my intimacy with the Lord so that I want to be. The desire is I want to be led today by the Spirit. I want today to be seeking the heart of God. I want today to communicate with God in prayer so that it's putting me in the best possible place and position. The boxes are going to get checked.
Yeah.
Not perfectly.
Right.
But it's an attitude and disposition and a mindset that is influencing me every day.
Yeah.
Based upon who I am and what I know I have to account for.
Yeah.
Hope
yeah.
that makes sense.
No, that makes total sense. And bringing it back to that idea of setting our heart in the correct direction, again, not that everything's going to perfectly fall in line, but that things will follow in that direction. It makes me think of Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7. The proverb writer says, "The righteous who walks in his integrity, blessed are his children after him."
Uh-huh.
It doesn't say, now we can, and we, I think next week for the episode, we'll probably talk about some of the Proverbs, you know, like train up your children in the way he should go, that kind of thing. But notice that verse doesn't say, blessed are the children of those who have really diligently every day taught what integrity is. You know, not that that would be a bad thing to do, but again, the starting point, the man who walks in integrity, blessed are his children after him.
Yes, yes, absolutely. David was speaking to Solomon as his son, you know, on the basis of like a father would say to his son in 1 Kings 2, be strong, show yourself a man. But toward the end of 1 Kings 2, about verse 4, I think it is, he says, walking before the Lord with faithfulness in your heart, with all your soul. That's the concept, the core of what we're trying to present as dads, you know, and disciples. Leadership is something you are as much as something you do.
Mm.
It's who you are. And it's becoming the man, it's becoming the dad that others in your family will gladly and confidently follow.
Yeah.
Because leadership is all about trust.
Yeah.
And so that's what we want as dads.
Yeah.
That's back to me. I trust Christ. I want to follow him.
Yeah,
I want to submit to him because I want to honor him. And so we're looking for that in terms of leading our wives and leading our kids, but it starts with us.
Yeah, yeah. You know, in previous conversations, and I'll embarrass you here, I've heard you say something along the lines of, what we do in moderation, our kids will do in excess.
Yes.
And that is easy to see negatively, right? If we have these bad habits in moderation, then very likely our kids will have those same bad habits, but on an entirely different level. But that doesn't have to be a negative thing. It can be a positive thing. If we, again, prioritize our investing in our relationship with God, and we demonstrate that in our lives, in our attitudes, then we are setting an example for our kids. Before we've even gotten to the episode about parenting, we are setting an example for our children of what it looks like to dedicate, to be us, be a disciple of Jesus. And my prayer would be, if I can do that in quote-unquote moderation, don't mishear me, I'm not advocating for moderate discipleship, but I think you can get my point.
Yes.
At whatever level, however imperfect it is that we do that, well, hopefully our kids' desire and drive and determination in doing that will be even greater than ours.
Yeah. You know, there was a... I want to throw this, offer this today. I did a survey, and I surveyed the dads years ago. So we've got some new dads here at Cedar Park that weren't obviously a part of this survey, but a lot of them were. And I did a survey years ago among our dads. It was an anonymous, wasn't looking for names, so I don't know who said what. But one of the questions I offered in the survey, I asked, is there anything currently for you that makes being a dad difficult? Mm. Let me offer some of the responses. There was over 30 that participated in the survey. Here's some of the responses. I struggle in my praying. I'm not a good listener. I struggle with being patient. I feel like a lack of wisdom in making my decisions. It's difficult for me to find the time and to make the time to be involved with my family and wholesome activities. And what was a part of that was dads talking about their workload and leaving the stress of their job on the job.
Right.
And then changing and adapting teaching and training methods. So interestingly enough, in that finding it difficult to be a dad, there were some common struggles.
Yeah.
Common struggles. And those are real.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there. Those are real struggles. So each one you've got to speak to uniquely. But what's a key in all of those? It's again, me getting to a point in place, I have to work on me daily. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're trying to do in this podcast, is just help dads to realize that there is a starting point.
Yeah.
And there's a starting place. And it's got to be resolve and determination daily to grow you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's a thought that I'm having, and it will transition into, I think, our episode for next week. And so maybe I'll say I'm going to plant this seed, and we can pick up on some of these same threads next week. But when we're starting with our relationship with God, and we're making sure that we're investing in that, then the next question is, how do we reflect that relationship in our relationship with our kids as a dad? And tell you what, one of the most challenging questions as a dad that I have been asked is, when you think of your kids, what are the first three words that come to mind? And I can tell you that today, you know, thinking over the past couple of days and recognizing how physically tired I am right now, mm-hmm. I can tell you the words that come to mind sometimes are things like exhausting, mm-hmm. frustrating, distracting. And when I feel that way, I have to recognize, first of all, that's a real thing. That I'm feeling that way, yes, but it probably betrays a misunderstanding if I'm thinking of my children as being distractions, to my discipleship or distractions to some greater work that I'm doing, then I'm probably misunderstanding what it means to be a dad. Mm-hmm. Fatherhood, if we are fathers, then fatherhood is going to be a huge chunk of our discipleship, and that's okay. And so this is especially a challenge for me because, well, what does my work entail? You know, I'm doing this work and I'm doing it because I think it's good and it's important. And so then when I get home, if I have so drained myself that I have nothing left to give as a father, then I have misunderstood my call to discipleship. And again, that gets into parenting, which we're going to talk about next week. But I think it's important for us to have that kind of a paradigm shift to recognize. So for instance, I think here at Cedar Park, we've got so many men that look to serve. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing. That's fantastic. And I praise God for that. Well, here's a challenge that I issue to myself and any other dad. Whatever you would be willing to do in service to some other member of Cedar Park or somebody in your community, 10 times more, we need to be willing to serve our family and our children to that extent. And that's easy to say, and it's a lot harder to do. But that, again, that pushes into parenting. I don't want to go too far into that discussion. But those are some things that were weighing on my mind based on what you're talking about with, again, that resolve, that setting of our heart to serve God.
Yeah. I mean, how many sermons? We're running up on to the end of this one. This is why it's a three-parter, clearly, because when you're dealing with mom, dad, and kids and the family unit, there's so many dynamics in here that are critical. And starting with dads is the starting place because that's where Scripture starts. Mm-hmm. And again, I mentioned the checking the box and where you go. But how many sermons and in Bible classes have we sat in as dads? And I know I've taught them where Ephesians 5 comes up pretty quick because, again, you're dealing with the various relationships. Like the Ephesians 5 has to do with a husband and wife and my responsibility to my wife. And then you get to chapter 6 of Ephesians and you got the kids and my responsibility as a parent with the kids. But why does the Holy Spirit give us those? Not as boxes to be checked. Mm-hmm. Because I chose this woman and said, I'm going to marry you and spend the rest of my life with you. Well, as a result of that relationship that's formed, there's responsibility in that relationship. But you start by building the relationship. Mm-hmm. And so when you talk about nurture and cherish your wife, see, if I have worked to let God work on me, and as I grow, that's what I resolve, set my heart to do, is to lead my wife and treat my wife the way Christ did the church. And I've done that for X amount of years or months or whatever. And now, oh, honey, we're going to have a child. Yeah. Okay. So now what I'm doing is I'm adding another relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's about building the relationship where the trust flows freely. Is that easy? No. Is that absolutely important? Yes. And so on those days, like you mentioned, on those days that you're looking now at kids and multiple people in the relationship, you're thinking, I'm overwhelmed by this.
Yeah.
Go back to, I have relationships. These are the most important relationships. And said, okay, God, give me today what I need for today to manage the relationship, to grow the relationship. And that I think is helpful. I can't tell you how God answers all of those prayers. And I can't tell you how God gives you an extra amount of favor in relationship to wisdom, peace. I'm doing it the right way. Those days when you think, well, they're disappointed in me. They're upset that I made this call. They don't like it. Well, sure they don't. I didn't when I was five. Or, you know, I haven't always liked a decision that a leader had to make for me and I was supposed to submit and follow.
Right.
But leaders need peace. Mm-hmm. I pulled the trigger. I did the best I could do today in this decision. And I wasn't popular when I left the home. So talk to God about it. Yeah. And say, I need peace today to know I'm inside of your will, just trying to set my heart to do what you would want me to do.
Those are helpful thoughts. And I think, again, this all transitions very well into what we're going to talk about next week. We're going to be continuing this discussion of disciples and the family, but we're going to expand the discussion out into mom and dad, into parenting and parents. What's some of the things involved in that relationship and what it looks like to be disciples in the role of mom and dad and working together in that. So I'm looking forward to that discussion next week. Until next week, I pray that everyone listening continues to stand strong in Christ, and we will talk to you then. Thanks for joining us in God's Word today. We hope you'll continue to join us each week as we consider how to deepen our faith in God.
Here's some good news today and even this week. With God as our foundation, we know that we can stand strong.